every trustees meeting, right? And then I just wrote this down. Call to order the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, and the date today is February 3rd, 2025 at 6 p.m. Okay, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia is absent. Okay. Schumacher?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And recognition of visitors. We do not have visitors this evening. Any public comment? We do not have anyone here from the public, so that's a no. And we are going to move right into new business. And we are reviewing and drafting changes and recommendations for our 1, 2, 3, 4 different policies. Should I separate them individually?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And we are going to start with the circulation policy.
Yep. So it's recommended that we review policies once every 3 years.
Okay.
So the circulation policy that I have for you guys today is our current one.
Okay.
And anything that is crossed out is something that I would recommend that we remove, and anything highlighted in yellow is a recommendation of adding. And I have just a few red comments in here that are my own comments that we can discuss.
Okay.
So, like, on page 3 of the circulation policy, I have crossed out and that a tax bill will be attached to an application form. That is not what we do.
Okay. Yes.
But in yellow, what we do is the staff verifies that the taxing property is in this in city limits.
Okay.
Otherwise, A and B and C with that highlight.
Yes.
Those are all still good.
Okay.
D, carts for kids. This was a mandated law, so I've listed it there.
Yes.
And this is what we have posted on our website, so we're adding it into the policy here. Point E, we prefer not to call it out-of-town card.
Yeah.
We prefer calling it a reciprocal borrowing card.
Sure.
F is, I don't believe that this is necessary.
Okay.
You can list that there.
No?
I believe it might indicate it in A and B. It just seems very brief and I don't believe necessary.
Oh, because as far as like the non-resident, or well, it's not necessarily
because
considered.
We don't prioritize giving
based on location.
Yorkville residents.
Oh, then we're definitely get rid of it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It would be nice with Onyx Storm out and everything, but okay, shall we? All right, well, if you don't prioritize it.
Yeah. Library systems.
Okay.
I've just kind of updated that on page 4, so it kind of explains the Rails system. And that we are a full participating member of CAT.
Yeah.
It explains that a little bit better.
Yeah. I actually really, I liked this because I understood, was able to understand it a little bit for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
under loan regulations and fees.
Oh.
We kind of cleaned this up a little bit. I had our circulation manager look at this as well. And some things we've added on here, like library things, hot spots, those weren't in the policy before.
Okay.
STEM kits. We don't have reference books anymore.
Okay.
We did away with those and put what we had in our circulation collection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In section D.
Mm-hmm.
Crossed out the last line.
Right.
Okay. And I will add more
sure.
to the identity protection policy, which is at the end of our policy book, on another time.
Sure. Okay.
When we
okay.
review more,
okay.
I'll add it to that.
Okay. That's fine.
Because that one I know has not been.
Yeah, that's a curious one, too.
Mm-hmm. Laptops and hotspots, I added that in here.
That's very important.
Yep. Yep. So okay. It basically explains the lending policy, limits, checkouts, replacement costs.
Okay.
And the last line on here. Also, all these bullet points are items that the patrons have to initial when they check them out
okay.
so they understand what they are responsible for.
Sure.
But the last bullet point I added is we're going to start looking at collections
okay.
Because we do have two hotspots that have been out. For a very long time that we've had to replace,
mm-hmm.
and I cut surface off to them,
mm-hmm.
but the unfortunately the people that have them checked out won't return them, so we're going to have to start looking at that
yeah.
going to collections.
Okay.
So I have staff looking into that
okay.
as well. Our fine free policy, we just adopted that in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It all still looks good, with the exception I'm going to add in there too about going to collections
mm-hmm.
with fees over $100.
Okay.
So I've put that in here probably three places.
Okay, sure. I was going to say it's not mm-hmm. a difficult time.
Yep.
After 60 days.
Okay. Yep. So it's also in J here for delinquent patrons.
Okay. Okay. It fills out.
Right. And in K, overdue collections, we've added when we send out notifications
okay.
to our patrons. The first, second, and third notice.
Okay.
It doesn't get more simple than this as far as ABC,
no,
this is how it works. If
yeah.
you don't want to get to the end, then you need to. Yeah.
That's also, it's also repeated in the fine free section as well. So
oh, okay.
We just kind of repeat it
yeah.
multiple places.
And it's very easy to understand. It's perfect language.
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
Good. So that is the first two parts of the circulation policy. So then the last part is starts on page 11. And nothing's really changed here. Just sorting it better. Starting with the phase. They started the list at Memorial Day, which is Correct. Our you're fiscal starts. Starting. I'm yeah, starting yeah. at a calendar year.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
This C, computer and word processing. This, I don't believe, belongs in the circulation policy, so I've added it to the internet use policy.
Yes. Okay.
The tutoring policy, we just adopted that in 2021. Mm-hmm. So I went over it and everything looks fine with, I changed that if they want to use a study room, that those can be reserved online or even by calling the library. I took out the DVD policy because that is listed in our loan period.
Yeah, gotcha. I saw that.
Yeah. So there's no reason for it to be there.
This is okay.
I would like to take out F, this nonprofit policy.
Yes.
It's not what we do
yes.
anymore.
I know. I was going to say it sounds
I don't know how old that listing is on there.
Okay.
But we do support both nonprofit and mm-hmm. for-profit organizations mm-hmm. here. I mean, we collaborate with
mm-hmm. yeah.
businesses, so yep. don't believe that it needs to be in the circulation policy.
Sure.
Fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is in the patron code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Something on
perfect.
Fundraising. Mm-hmm. Bulletin boards and exhibits. I kind of expanded on that a little bit and broke it down into flyers,
I know
display cases, yeah. and donation boxes.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have perfect. Anything for donation yeah. boxes.
I like that too.
And I expanded on the cellular phone policy
mm-hmm.
that we used to not permit cell
yeah.
phones in the library.
Right.
We don't have a problem with that. We just always ask people to, you know, silence it.
Sure.
Or if you do have to take a call,
mm-hmm.
if there are people around you that you find a quiet place to do that, usually we will send them downstairs into the lobby or sometimes into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the self-service scanner, that one is fine as well. So what I'll do is I'll change the revised after the board meeting when
mm-hmm.
you guys can
present
this to
okay.
the board.
Okay.
So then anytime going forward, if we change anything, then we'll just change the
date. I'll add on to the revised. Okay. So okay. you know each
date
when
this was revised.
Okay.
Perfect.
It
really
ends
in
them
that way.
Okay. And then Shelley, too, just for where it says, we'll add more content.
That's
at a later
different
date.
Policy.
That'll be a totally different. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And I have a note to do that.
Okay.
So ultimately, what we'd like to probably do is this committee to meet at least twice a year.
Yes.
And go over portions of, so we're always revising or reviewing
yes.
our policies.
Okay, that's a good idea.
That sounds good. So do you guys have any questions on
no,
this one?
No, this all looks really good.
No, I thought it looked really good.
Okay.
I actually like what you did with the DVD.
Right.
Too.
Now, the collection development
yeah.
policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this one was just revised in November of 2022. So, it doesn't need much. The cover sheet, I kind of changed.
Okay.
Looks like you changed it.
Well, what I did was made it more bullet points.
Okay.
So it's not
easier to read.
Big sentences.
Sure.
Yeah. I did take this number A, commitment to intellectual freedom.
Yes.
And that came from the request to reconsider on page 7. That's where that came from.
Okay.
Just write that we are committed to the principles of American Library Association Bill of Rights, freedom to read, freedom to be. That the collection doesn't constitute an endorsement of content, that people have the right to choose which materials they'd like to read. So in C, the responsibility of the collection, I've just spelled it out.
I like
between
that.
Between me, staff.
Yes.
And their roles.
I think that was important to definitely spell out.
And then under the selection criteria,
yes,
I took that table and made each one a bullet point,
yep,
and then explained it just a little further.
Better.
I like that too.
Understand. Mm-hmm. So E, you got rid of the library will provide a request of reconsideration.
Oh, because I don't have anything attached.
Okay.
I don't. The old one had a form in there.
Okay.
That it can just be available upon request.
So this is still available, it's just upon request, yep, versus being attached. Okay.
I can add that.
I would.
Mm-hmm. Just especially,
yeah.
I don't leave anything to
especially
interpretation
that.
As far as.
Which is what we would do anyway.
Yes.
If
of
someone
course.
Asked.
Yeah.
That's the first
sure.
thing we would do.
Yeah.
So.
Just
going to
add it in
my yep, I agree. I went to bullet points with this. It's saying the same.
Okay.
In each paragraph, it's just, it looks yeah. better.
Yeah, I love it.
I love a bullet point.
I love a bullet point. I love that it's bold and
me too.
Cool.
Yep. I do too. That's my favorite.
It's so much cleaner looking than big
good.
Paragraphs. But
sorry.
I like it.
Explaining good. That to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good, Shelly.
Okay. So in K for the request for reconsider.
Yes.
I spelled it out in steps. So these
yes.
are the steps that would be taken.
I like that too.
Five.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Versus that long run-on of a paragraph.
Right.
Same information, just steps.
Yes, I like to that too.
All right.
And perfect. That last paragraph there is the one that I moved to...
To the other...
To the front.
Okay.
Commitment. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's okay. Smart. This is good.
Yeah,
I know. This looks great.
Okay.
I like that too.
With this?
Yeah. Yes.
That I'll make that one change.
Thank you.
In there.
Although you do have it here. But.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Library Service. Mm-hmm.
This is the one that has the most changes, I think.
Yes.
So, library tours, as you can see, I've added a lot to this. Just spelling out that the youth service director is able to provide tours for preschool, school-age children, that we ask that you schedule at least a week in advance, mm-hmm. and we will try to accommodate mm-hmm. based on sure. our schedule mm-hmm. and size of the tour, and mm-hmm. that they're, not programs going on at the same
sure.
time.
Sure. Yeah, that looks good. I like that too.
And that, the children are supervised and chaperoned.
Yeah, the chaperones are responsible for their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our programming policy, I just spruced this one up a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. How we try to select our presenters and programs.
Which I like that too.
Yeah.
I felt that was, yeah.
And the last line in there is for our Americans with Disability Act.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That we just request that they're given 5 days notice if they need special
sure.
accommodations. Reference service on C. Actually, this one was approved just recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I added it in here. It was just a singular one that was done, but I highlighted it here and
yeah.
added it on the front page
okay.
as well. Friends of the Library policy.
Yeah.
This one, I just wanted to add a few things in here as well, that to differentiate that they are their own separate, unique entity.
Mm-hmm. Which I think you did. It was, I didn't, absolutely understood the aspect of it, but not. I thought it really spelled
that
out nicely.
They have their own independent board.
Yeah.
They have separate bylaws, missions, procedures, mm-hmm. and right. that they do not speak on behalf of the library.
Yeah. So in this, this part here, it says Friends, Funds. So you have all this stuff crossed out at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friends, Funds, and Library Funds shall not be integrated is not crossed off on the front. But it's repeated here.
Yes. I'm going to add it here.
Right, and cross it off here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So it will start, it'll start
at the yellow, the front of the Yorkville Public Library.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Start explaining what they
that
are.
That makes sense. Okay.
And
just making sure.
Adding it in here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. This that I didn't cross out, mm-hmm. I wanted it. Make sure you knew I didn't cross it out because it's going to be included
it's
in this.
There.
Yep.
The
yellow. There's two different spots.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I just read that.
Yep. Yep.
And I felt like it was out of place coming before this.
Before the
I'm like, oh,
there.
That might be, it might fit yep. better here. Oh, it does fit there.
There it is.
Sorry, Shelley.
I got
there it is.
I'm reading it.
Okay, so for E, this one I'm a little...
Yeah.
I don't... This has been in here since I've been around.
Okay.
I don't understand the purpose of just listing services. I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, because we could go on and on and on and
I was going to say,
on.
It just doesn't end.
Right.
Change as far as how often they may change as
right.
well. Right.
And they will constantly change.
Right.
So I don't see the purpose or the need to list individual services offered.
I think in the policy, like on a website.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
In the policy.
Yeah.
Because, for example, like the quiet reading room, the policy of the quiet reading room is that elsewhere, basically, would it fall under conduct, or do you know, it's like some of those things versus. Or even like.
So, well, I wouldn't mind removing it. This is more in lines to a brochure.
Like, to me, it belongs on a website or a brochure.
Yeah.
Not in a policy.
Okay. So we're getting rid of it.
Yeah. Okay.
We have so many of the other policies basically cover what might be something within
things
that
particular, we offer anyway.
Right. Good offering as far as a policy is concerned.
All right.
I did not realize you guys that we did the exam
we
proctoring.
We do exam proctoring.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of it before COVID. A lot of, I used to specifically do a lot for colleges or real estate.
Oh, real estate totally makes sense.
That would need someone to proctor them while they were taking the test online. Some of them required that.
So. That is interesting. That's genius.
Yeah, I think things have changed now the way colleges and universities.
It's hard to not cheat.
Do their testing now.
Right? Yeah. There's so much cheating going on.
You know there is, especially with online. It totally makes sense to have some proctoring.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, okay. We have a proctor policy in here.
Perfect.
Patron use and behavior policy.
Okay.
So this, this actually, this one is...
No smearing poop in the bathrooms.
This one was updated in 2022. This one we had the attorney approve. I don't believe it was in this part of the policy. I think I moved it, so that's why I highlighted. But number 15.
Yes.
I don't know if we even want to keep that wording in there anymore, because that dealt with the pandemic and COVID. Or do we keep it for future pandemics? Or I believe we probably would want to revisit it.
Probably want to revisit it.
So,
I would say
I would recommend just removing it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then obviously
God
just
forbid something
add if we need to
Yep.
Okay.
The only one that, number 11.
Yes.
Talks about no child under the age of 11. We'll talk about that coming up in this policy.
Okay.
That's why I've highlighted it in red.
Yeah, sure.
So I know to come back to it.
Okay.
So again, the next bullet point is face coverings and face mask requirements.
Oh, good.
I think we can remove that.
If we're removing the 15, I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. Then unsupervised children. I've crossed it out because there's an unsupervised children and an unattended children policy. So
just
I don't think we need to.
No.
Yep. So I'm going to remove it from here.
Okay.
But it'll show up at the end of this policy.
Sure.
Unattended personal items. That is found in our patron behavior policy.
Okay.
Number 14.
Okay.
So you can get rid of that.
Yeah.
Then volunteers. Mm-hmm. I've just added a few more lines to this. And to the last one is that we don't accept court requested volunteer service hours for court ordered community service.
Sure. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. We just don't have staff to
watch over.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Train or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, these community service hours are for students.
Okay.
And for their honors classes or other community organizations that they're in.
Okay.
C, I've changed the heading to this for the Americans with Disabilities Act compliance. So, and this one was feathered by our attorney as well in 2022, so there really is no change in this.
That's great.
Homebound service. That is done by our circulation manager, and she asked that we remove line 6.
Oh,
she says no limits.
No, it's she can only do it like once a month.
Okay, so instead of now, two deliveries,
correct,
she's looking at once a month.
Right.
Okay.
Is she going to put that in once a month?
Probably not right now, because it just talks about in 3, materials will be loaned until the next delivery. So they don't have really a checkout limit. It's whenever she can get back there to get the materials back and swap them out.
Okay.
So in futures, if we get the outreach personnel, then
we can do a
much more specified about delivery service policy.
Does she take, like, just kind of a question, like, for homebound delivery? Well, I guess you can't, like, no, forget it. You can't stop. Like, so you could have someone volunteer to do it, but you really can't. You'd have to be, like, a patron or whatever, but. Like, I pick up books for my son, but I'm also on his account.
Oh. We have, sometimes the Friends of the Library have delivered for us.
That's kind of nice.
Like, to the nursing home.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So it kind of takes the burden off of them, but they'll still get their stuff.
Yeah. But because she goes on a regular basis, it's hard to get volunteers on a regular basis.
Sure.
Okay, this one's going to have a lot of discussion.
Unattended children?
Unattended children in the library.
And specifically to the ages,
yes.
It looks like.
Our policy was, in one policy it said 11 years old, and then in another policy it said 7.
Okay.
Oh.
I think 7 is very very young to be left alone in the library.
Now, if it was the 1970s, that might be different.
Situation.
However, my parents had no place to take us, so we hung out at the library for 3 hours.
Right.
Saturday afternoon.
That does happen, right? With some people. So,
could you imagine a bunch of 11-year-olds?
I did some research on the website, or on the internet. I cannot find a law that specifies an age. I called our chief of police and talked to him about it, and there is not one.
Interesting. Because I remember a few years ago there was that, like...
Yeah, you couldn't leave them alone in the house at age 11.
Or, I had something
I think that's for, like, a 24-hour period or something. I'm not sure. So I looked at about 12, 13 libraries, and the ages range from 7 to 10.
You think 8?
I think it should be 8 or 9. Third grade. I think it should.
Okay.
Third grade is 9, actually. 9 years old.
That's 10.
10? Yeah. Well, this is up for discussion.
So third grade is 9.
Definitely not third graders.
10. I just from teaching, I would say like fourth graders would be a little more.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little more comfortable with fourth graders.
And we've not had this problem.
No, right. It's the high schoolers you've had this one.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this
is so gonna, shall this say, probably from be... ages 9 to 15. No, that's it.
Fourth to
16 to 18. No, thank you.
So, yes, this will. I mean, if we want to get the full board. Discussion on this is probably a good idea.
I think you're right on that one.
To decide on the age range.
Yes.
And the age range of the responsible caregiver. Well, we have had an instance where there's been 3 children dropped off and the oldest sibling was in charge of watching.
How old is what you're saying?
Right around 13.
Okay.
They we did not have any problem with them, but they just don't know.
Sure.
So, yes, this talks about them being without an adult or parent, that if whatever age that is, if they're under that and they're dropped off within, if we cannot locate a parent within the building within 30 minutes, that we'll start calling the parent or the caregiver.
Sure.
And then if we can't get that, then we will contact the police department. Mm-hmm.
The 14 or older is... fine.
I think that's bad.
But maybe just as
because it could be
lower.
Summer.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Absolutely.
That they're the caregiver.
Yes.
The nanny.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll more discussion on this one.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if it's the caregiver, we have to think like if your age, how old can you babysit?
Right?
Because if you're a 12-year-old and you can babysit and you're taking people to the library.
What is the minimum for babysitting?
I don't know.
In Illinois?
I think it's 12. Maybe it's 14. Are you looking it up?
I will.
So, while you're looking that up.
Yes. Oh.
Tell you about the last paragraph is at closing time.
Oh, yes.
If we can't get a hold of a parent, well, within the last 10 minutes before closing.
14, sorry.
Good. We'll contact we'll attempt to contact the parent or caregiver. And after 25 minutes after closing, if we can't get a hold, nobody is here, we'll contact the police department for them to take custody of the kids. And I would prefer that at least 2 staff members remain with the minor
versus one. Yes.
And listing the staff members to never transport a child off library property.
No. Yes. All good stipulations.
So, more discussion on the
age. Just more discussion on age. But I mean, I think it ultimately depends on what you guys think is appropriate age.
I'll come up with a list of libraries that I've looked at, their policies and their age, and there's one or two libraries that I looked at that they don't specify an age, but they have some good wording.
Okay.
About maturity of the child. So I'll share those at the next meeting.
All right, that's okay. Yeah. I think 14, though, for the supervised adult is good.
Okay. Let's see. On page 19, the lost and found policy is the one that you guys just approved.
Yes.
So I included that there. And the tutoring policy.
Yes.
Us to the library service policy?
Internet use.
Or internet use, yes, sorry. Internet use.
Last one.
Our last one.
This one's older. I started with, let's see here, doing a purpose. This is all new. So this talks about public computers and our wireless, our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's
policy.
Yes.
So it lists the responsibility of our patrons while using our computers and our Wi-Fi.
The bullet points and it's spelled out very plainly there because
this A here that I had, I moved that to the up here into the responsibility.
Okay. Yeah.
And then unacceptable use. So I just kind of cleaned up the 1 through 5s and had bullet points here. And I'm going to highlight this illegal acts involving library computer resources will be reported to the police, may be subject to prosecution by local, state, and federal authorities.
Okay.
I've added this D, filtering, because we receive funding for our internet services through the federal government. We have to have filtering on our computers. So I've listed the bullet points of the filters that we are using, and I did check with our IT person on this. So this is what we have filtered right now. And they are on all computers, but anyone 18 or older who wishes to view maybe a site that gets blocked inadvertently can request that to staff.
Oh, great.
And we will review it. And if it doesn't fall under these categories, then it will be added to our allowed site.
Okay.
So it's just an extra protection of, an extra wall.
It just spells out what we are doing here.
Right.
It's hate and racism. That's interesting. Who defines that?
Let's see. So the next E, Internet Use Procedures. This just talks about how someone can access the computer. They can log on with their library card. They can get a guest pass. If they're downstairs in the teen and youth section, they have to do it a little differently, and they have to check in at the service desk.
Sure.
When they log in, they get 3 hours on the computer each day. Mm-hmm. And as long as nobody's waiting, they can extend that. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We spell out that if they want to save anything, they can't save it to our computers, because at night our computers go through, when they do a shutdown, it doesn't, they call it a deep freeze, and it scrubs the computer and puts it back into an empty state the next day.
Okay.
So they would need to bring a storage device.
Sure.
Or right now people save to the cloud as well.
I don't even know how to do that. I just does it automatically for me.
Right?
I don't know how to do it. If I had to seek it out, I'd be in trouble.
The next one is our social media policy. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much got rid of it and added a new policy to it. It talks about how we use social media to communicate to our customers or patrons. Monitored by staff, and the items that we don't put or allow on our social media as best we can.
Yeah.
And that users agree to comply with these policies when they are interacting with us as well.
Shall I just leave it alone? Bottom of page 6. These are current changes in the last.
Oh, yeah. You might want to see that.
I don't know if you care.
No, I do.
Okay.
I like it all. Neat. That looks old.
Yeah.
Bigger. Oh, no, it's a different font.
It's like Arial or
something. Yep, it's a different font. Okay.
That's crazy.
So when we first opened, you had to have a library card to use our computers, and so we've done away with that now. We let anybody use our computers.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we used to charge people that didn't have a library card to use our computers, so we did away with that.
Yeah, I remember there were times where I was teaching online, and we were traveling, like for baseball or something, mm-hmm. and we have to go to the local library and pay to use their computers.
That's crazy. Yeah. So we used to have a standalone computer Express for people to use real quick.
Wow.
So that's old. So this is how this policy is.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Again, this talks about
$5 fee.
Yep. So we did away with that. We did away with H. And then this.
What is wireless?
What is wireless? So now you know how old this policy is.
Yes, my kids were talking the other day about, they're like, oh my gosh, there's this thing. It's so cool. It's an Ethernet cable. I'm like, it's not cool. It's what we had. We hated it. An Ethernet cable. Stop.
This sounds fun.
It's not.
Sounds great. You're tethered.
Right.
So. I got rid of all of
them. I was going to say, what is wireless? Why do we use it?
Silly. Oh, that's great.
The introduction.
Very well done, Shelley.
Yes.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
There it is. Okay.
Does that cover all of our policies?
policies?
That was all of the policies that were on the agenda.
On the agenda.
So the only thing that we're going to discuss as a group is the age.
Is the age.
Right? Mm-hmm. All the rest we're just going to present as mm-hmm. is.
Present the changes. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And I'll leave the same thing.
Okay.
And maybe we'll add, I'll add the age one. Oh, I'll keep it in red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'll keep it in red.
Okay. And so that those will all be presented to the board on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
I will add that to...
Okay.
Well, it'll be under the policy or the, policy committee report.
Yes, okay.
That's where it'll be.
Okay. Policy committee.
And then I will add that as discussion / approval.
Okay. Does that conclude our meeting? So we have no business, no new business, and so we are, I move that we adjourn.
Second.